it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Are you concerned about giving away too much information on your blog? About giving away too much for free? This objection is raised at almost every workshop at which I discuss blogging. It happened again last week. One person voiced the thought. She said, "I don't want to put all my knowledge on my blog. I need to save it for my teaching. I shouldn't be giving it all away for free." Of course, she's the one that voiced it, but there are probably many others in the audience and many out here who are listening to this who are thinking the same thing. My response was and is sharp, but to the point. That is old school thinking. Those who haven't been promoting on the web long or who don't know how to use it effectively are often stuck in a conventional protectionist mode. They're so concerned about copyright and giving away the store that they're ineffective with their online marketing. Their blogs are weak and not highly visited. One reason that blogs are so powerful is that they can establish you, yes, little old you, as an expert. Actually, it's you, not the blog, that must do the establishing. You have to put the information out there so that others can tag you as the expert. Artist blogger Judy Coates Perez summarized it for our workshop attendees last week. She said, "You have to give to get. It's karmic. The more you give, the more you get in return." Let me give you a couple of examples to explain what I mean. Let's take Artist A. Artist A has a blog, but doesn't understand why he has it. He posts images of his work, yay, and then just kind of talks about making art. He'd like to have more opportunities as an instructor, but he's resisting blogging about everything he knows. He wants people to pay for that information. Then there's Artist B. She has a powerful blog that she uses to help fill her classes and workshops. She's posting, at least 4 articles a week that people can't wait to read. She listens to those who leave comments on her blog and responds. She is the go-to gal for everything on her subject because people have learned to trust her. They know she has answers and, this is the important part, that she's willing to share the answers with her students. In contrast, you don't know what you're going to get with Artist A. There are so many, quote, teachers out there who are unwilling to share their secrets. Maybe Artist A is one of them. We'll never know. Bummer for him. Artist B is the instructor I want to hire. If you would like to be more like Artist B, take a look at my blog triage class, which is coming up right around the corner and is limited to just 30 students. In it, we will help you write better blog posts and get a better looking blog in order to attract more readers and, if you like, eventually become the expert go-to person in your field. The fun starts soon, so check it out at artbizcoach.com/classes. Final word, think about this. Just because you give it away for free doesn't mean that people won't also pay for it. In fact, they're probably more likely to pay for it in a different version. So give to get on your blog or website. Just take a look at me, for example. I could never have attracted rooms full of artists or sold thousands of copies of my book if I hadn't first published a weekly newsletter, recorded this podcast, and then had a blog. I'm all about giving away the store. And artists who attend my workshops and take my classes say they appreciate me because I share what I know so freely. Give to get. That's it for this week's podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And if you think you might like to get this in your inbox so that you can read it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.